Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parker, extra cautious now. Hit a 6C up, you fell out of your dent. I get word through the street like Bell and a Sprint. I feel a vibe, then I hear the rumors. But fuck it, I'm still alive and I'm still in June. I know staff are law. Niggas wanna press me, put my back to the wall. For pressure, buck pipes, I know I spatted it, y'all. To know me, to love me, you see me, can't be me, haters. Fuck you, I got guns like Neo and Matrix. Cross the family, think Mac, sweet like Cairo. Assault like Plato, get knocked off like Fredo.
It's the streets that's talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. I'm your host, L. Boogie. We got T-Row. We got I-C-E. We in the building, man! Shout out to my man, Scholar Sko, and my man, Cuddy Calhoun, man. I want to say shout out to them guys. They tuning in quickly. It's that time. What you feel, Rizzy? The team to our playhead
coach and strength to buy their team. What do you do, baby? Man for some pause and a couple of things.
This is a new month. March Madness. Y'all better get the brackets ready. It's coming. Don't worry about it. Sunday night going to be hard for us all. See who's going to win these millions. Come on, big brother. What to do? What's up with the dream team today? Oh!
What's up,
Ice
there, fella?
What you feel, baby?
Oh, man. It's great. It's great right now, baby. It's the season to be jolly right now, baby. Okay. Hey, guys, when college March Madness arrives, you see the prime time players. Okay. You might even know these guys through the regular season. Okay. That's why I watch all those MAC tournaments and the Valley tournaments to see who the best player in the league. Because some guys end up going to the league. Some guys end up going to the league, man. You know, same guys, C.J. McCullough and Damon Lillard, you know what I'm saying? John Morant, those guys, those colleges, you know, small colleges, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
and I believe all three of those guys are all-stars or superstars, okay? Okay. It's here, baby. Let's go.
Man. Speaking of
Big Brother Boo, what's happening today on the
wind? Let's get to it first. It's been announced in July 20th. Get his age. What do you think, T-Ro? Real quick, what do you think about that? The streets is talking. We haven't been on. We had to talk about that. What do you think about it? I mean,
Jake Paul about to get his ass knocked out for real. You fucking with the wrong man. Why would anybody challenge Mike Tyson? Did anybody see the video with the man not wanting to hold the gloves, talking about Mike is still Mike? The way Mike moved, the way Mike come at you, I still wouldn't take that fight. What the hell is wrong with these Paul boys? They think they can just fight anybody, not anybody else? You're fine. Man, listen, you're messing with the wrong guy. Mike Tyson is where it is. He might not fight again. I see. Why did he take the fight?
Man, I got to give Jake Paul a credit, man. That guy is a promoter, and he got a lot of heart, okay? But you really ain't fighting no really fighters, though, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you fought the MMA fighters. And was it Floyd? Did he fight Floyd? Or he fought Floyd, right? Or his brother fought Floyd?
Brother,
okay. Well, he's about to get destroyed, man. Okay, I've been watching videos of Mike Tyson, man, hitting that daggone bag, man. I'm like, oh, wait, he think he back in 1983 around this motherfucker. Shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? The boxers ain't like they used to be. You know what I'm saying? These boxers ain't like they used to be. So I believe it's going to be a knockout, man. And I don't think it's going to be a knockout. I just think he's going to beat the stuffing out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Big Brother Boo. These tall brothers keep making some nice announcements of who they fighting. But why would they want to fight Mike Tyson?
Money. Again, I applaud them. They're from Ohio, Northeast Ohio at that, from our stomping grounds. So I applaud them. The thing that's going to get with me is how long is it going to last? We know Mike Tyson is a knockout artist. We know what he does. Can he last against old? Of course, Mike's going to try to get it out early. We're going to see if he can last in the ring with that guy. We know Mike's going to be on that bag. We know Mike's going to be high before he get out there. You see Mike in his podcast. You see what Mike do. We're just going to see if he can be able to withstand it and stay in there a while and wonder if he can be able to take down my mans and them. But like I said, I'm happy for both guys. As you see, we're talking about it on this show. I know other people are on their show. So hopefully they both get the blessing of their money. But I just hope it doesn't be a circus, man. I hope it doesn't be something that we just laugh at. Hope it be real interesting. Before we get to the break, LSU girls play South Carolina girls in the SEC championship on Sunday. Now, University of South Carolina, to get to the championship, had to hit a miraculous three by Camila Cardoza, which was her first three of the season against Tennessee, and walked away victorious. Now they had to play LSU, led by Angel Reese, and we know her background. We know she's fiery. We know they talk and stuff. Her and Camila got caught up and tangled up. She got to pulling her hair or whatnot. So they end up getting into a scuffle. Camila Cardoza and Flo J. Johnson. She knocks it to the ground. She's suspended for a game. That's Cardoza. And the game will be the first NCAA tournament. First of all, I just want to ask you this, Ro. Now, I'm going to go to you first, ICE. The brother, Milton, jumping over the table, getting involved in the into it. What do you think about just that whole situation and players being suspended and players have to be suspended all who came off the bench, couldn't finish the game, and they had to finish the game with just like five, six people for South Carolina. But what do you think about that leading up to the tournament? Will that affect South Carolina with Cardoza being suspended for the first game?
Nah. They can afford to lose her this first game. Okay, so, but I understand firmly when a guy jumped out when he jumped in the into the on the court. Well, I did that when my sisters played Shaw and Glenville played Shaw, and both my sisters played at the same time, and they fought at Shaw, and I leaped over that guy dog on the scores table like I was Carl Lewis. I jumped on the thing. That was Carl Lewis. So, but you know, it's instincts, man. Your family in there, you know, big old girl pushed the girl down and stood over, you know. And one thing I thought, the one little white girl for LSU, she came in there and pushed her. I said, yeah, with the little braids. I said, where Angela Reese at? Where are these little killers at? You know what I'm saying? But she couldn't afford to lose the game or get kicked out. But, you know, but they still, South Carolina still will win whoever they're playing in the first round. You know what I'm saying? So it's just probably not going to affect them. And if, you know, the 12th man on Stanford is better than half of those girls, you know, majority of those girls, who they're going to play in the first round. You know what I'm saying? So this is the big time. You go to South Carolina, you're almost a four or five star player. So it shouldn't be no problem this first round.
Ro, what you think, man?
Hey, yeah, that's just what happens. They're gonna be all right. LSU and South Carolina, we know what kind of rivalry that is, especially in the SEC. It'll be fine.
Wow. It'll be fine. This is the thing, though. Again, yes, but you have the whole women's community watching that game. I didn't say it put a black eye in the game, but we have to do better as coaches, and we have to do better as players understanding the moment. Yes, it will. It may not hurt South Carolina. They've been winning the last 3 years, a number one seed, average of 28 points. Yeah, it won't hurt them, but her rhythm might be thrown off. But I'll say this about the game of girls, of women's college basketball. What do you guys, and this is a question before we get to the break, we come back or whatever, but I don't see the situation where you have two elite teams and big. Win or lose, it's still going to be one seed in my opinion. But for Kim Murky, for her to say, why don't you pick on somebody your own size? If that was Angela Reese, you wouldn't have pushed her. See, now you – Why? I don't think that was warranted. I don't think she should have said that. I don't think that should have been said. I don't think that was classy by the head coach from LSU. I could be wrong. Callers, please let me know. 515-605-9750. Once again, we on every Wednesday. Yes, I'm listening.
Hold on a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, We're on every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, world, You better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Lego!
Being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our streets, we don't be knowing the pain we be caused. This white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, this. I'm just in this white man's world. This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, or we messed up. Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet. If brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls of sorrow. Inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls. Born black in this white man's world. And all I heard was, to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is there heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, his baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when her son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying? Heard you late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still tucking in his jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stopped. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? So look around, just suck, check yourself. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling in this white man's world.
We must fight for brotherhood,
man.
We must fight for brotherhood.
Born black in this white man's world.
Everybody
changes, choose a new direction. In the blink of an eye, my time away just made perfect. Cause I think I die, not gonna cry. Why should I care? Like we holding on to lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells, just in case they trip in heaven. Ain't no G's in hell. Sister, sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Natasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold water cake, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, but when we make it through better times in this white man's world.
You're out of touch with reality. A few of you in a few smoke-filled rooms calling that the mainstream while the masses of the people, white and black,
woo!
And
man, this is one of my favorite pop songs, man. My goodness. We back. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. We wilding out and talking about the scuffle with LSU and USC. To fight one of the Paul brothers against Mike Tyson, who you got? Do you think this is worthy of being shown on TV? Now, let's get back into it. It's that time of year. The NFL calendar has, New Year has started. And that means frenzy, free agency. We've had a lot go down early. Let's just give some takes on who's winning, who's losing early. We know it's early. Okay, it just started. But let me ask you first, T-Row, who's your one or two winners and losers of free agency in NFL so far?
Street. Your squad. It got to be the Green Bay Packers. How the hell did they get Josh Jacobs? That don't make sense to get rid of Aaron Jones and bring in Josh Jacobs. That's number one. Number two, damn. Why? I don't understand this. Why the league did not try to get after Derrick Henry for what he does in the league? Now you done let him sign with Baltimore for just about minimum, and now you get to play with Lamar? Y'all think he was washed up, but just wait. He ain't done. When he put on that different uniform that got a raven on it, y'all will see. Derrick Henry ain't done. Well, how the hell does Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson fit in the same backfield? Come on, man. Derrick Henry was supposed to be a cowboy. But oh well, Jerry, you better have some up your sleeve, you cocksucker. I'm really impressed by all the running backs who have made their move. Nobody wants to be franchise tagged any longer. They will make a move before the owner makes them make a move. So shout out to all the running backs. Eckers, all of them running down the line. Even Jones, Aaron Jones, that lost his job in Green Bay, he went and got a new one. A better one. I ain't going to say better, but he'll shine. But I can't believe it, man. Derrick Henry in Baltimore, that's going to be big. But I think Josh Jacobs going to the Green Bay Packers is even bigger. So that's my take. Congratulations, Boo, to your boys. I really hope we don't have to play Green Bay in the playoffs. Because, damn, we can't stop the running game for nothing if Aaron Jones showed up. I hate to see what Josh Jacobs going to do to it. I see the running backs on the move, boy. What's happening already?
Man, to lose Aaron Jones, who was probably one of the 30 running backs in the league. You know, you get about 6 or 7 years for one team, unless you're a great Emmitt Smith. And Derrick Henry did about 7 years, so they're letting them go now. You know what I'm saying? They're thinking, you know, after 7 years, it's about time to go. But to get Jacobs been in the league probably about 5 years, so he got about 2 or 3 good years left of him. So I thought that was a major move. And I also thought Ravens was a major, major move. I was sick about that, okay? I thought Atlanta Falcons made a good move with Kirk Cousins. I don't know how he got that money again. Got to be the smartest guy in all of the world.
We ain't talking about quarterbacks. We talk about running backs.
Yeah.
No, we talk about whoever made the biggest moves. We just made the biggest moves.
Yeah,
no running back. Yeah,
whoever. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was from Atlanta to upgrade from the kid from Cincinnati. I thought that was an upgrade.
That's a big-ass upgrade.
So, you know, and guess what? Kirk Cousins' wife is from Atlanta. She got home. She at home. Okay? So I don't know how he got all this money, man. I'm just going to tell you a quick story real quick. When he was at Michigan State, Terrell Pryor was at Ohio State, the quarterback. He beat him every time. Kirk Cousins, and I think Johnny Manziel won the Heisman that year, I believe, and Kirk Cousins won the academic award for the smartest player in all of football. So he said a speech. I seen the speech he did on ESPN. It was over 100,000 people out there on the speech, and he was the smartest guy out. So he was the smartest kid in college that year. Get the Heisman, you know what I'm saying? So I see how smart he is, man. I'm serious, man. I like it, Kirk Cousins. I wanted to get him so bad. I'm going to keep it 100. That's my Kirk. That's the truth right there. Kirk Cousins. And got hurt and still got another 100 million guaranteed.
All right. Big brother Boo. Big moves being made. I know you keep your eye on them Packers. What was the biggest move?
Oh, man. It was. Like you said, the Packers. I don't. You gave away one of my, you know, one that was good. The other one with the Ravens. That was a nice move. I'm going to say, okay, the Philadelphia Eagles. They hit and got a running back in Saquon Barkley after they let Mr. Swift go, and They went and got Gardner over there from the Detroit Lions, one of the shutdown corners, and they put him on the other side of Slay right now, who they cut, who they may bring back. But I think that was a great move by those, by the Philadelphia Eagles. Another move that was kind of slight, and you guys said it. And I think it's going to help out C.J. Stroud. And that's my guy going from the Green Bay Packers over to the Houston Texans. He's going to help him out. It's going to help that run game. And I'm looking for him to do some things over there with the Houston Texans. But my loser, I'm going to give you one. I'm going to give you two, matter of fact. Number one is the Dallas Cowboys.
You want to know why?
Because they haven't signed anyone in free agency.
Anybody.
They're all, as far as Micah Parsons, they haven't signed CeeDee Lamb. You're supposed to be signing these guys as soon as the leap year open. You see Patrick Mahomes reconstructed his contract and opened up $21 million for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's my loser. Real quick, who's your loser, ICE? Got any losers so far?
Yeah, you know what? I you're right about Dallas, man. They didn't make that. They're the only one of the only teams, an elite team that didn't make a move, and they know they needed to make a move. And you know, when Barkley was out there, they should have took a chance on him, you know. So now he goes to Philly, and they all in the same division again, okay, regardless. So they didn't make no moves. And I thought Cincinnati lost out because they lost Nixon, and T. Higgins don't want to play no more, you know, with them. He want to trade.
Because he got franchise.
Yeah, he got franchise, and he don't want to be franchise. He's like they ain't talked in a year. He think he, you know, that guy, you know what I'm saying, the number one, and Chase is up next for the big money, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to go to him first, and then so he's on the back end. So, I think if they don't make no moves, man, that'd be a one-hit wonder with Joe Burrows in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to tell you. When I saw Cincinnati getting rid of T. Higgins, I was trying to figure it out. But like ICE said, yeah, Chase is the next best thing that's about to get paid. So he might just break the record for the highest paid wide receiver when it's all said and done. But, yeah, I have to take it on the chin on this Wednesday because I don't know what the hell Jerry Jones thinking or doing. I know the draft is coming up in April, but that's too long. That's far away. I got to sit and wait to see what we're going to do to get what we're going to get in the backfield at the end of April. Come on, Jerry. When you throw your chip all in and you make me feel like we got something going, but we miss out on three of the top running backs in the last 5 years. Where the hell are you going, Jerry? I hope you got your bifocals on, and I hope not on autopilot, because it don't look good for the Cowboys. As of right now, I'm just going to speak of as of right now, because nothing has happened in the Cowboys organization that's going to make me say, yay, that's my dog, Jerry. So right now I'm just sitting on. I got my right leg up over my left knee, cause I'm just waiting. You know I got the cigar stuffed in my mouth, just waiting, because I don't know what to do. The only thing that's gonna keep me patient and keep me not going crazy on Jerry is this stuffed cigar. So yeah, we're gonna take it on the chin right now. But we going to do something. I believe in Jerry. That white man always got something up his sleeve. He just ain't let it be known.
But something is coming, right?
Come on. Hey, it's a lot of other teams that ain't won nothing since 96. There's only been six other teams, five other teams to win the Super Bowl. So I don't want to hear all that.
I wish I could get one.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Come on with it.
How every day that goes past, the value of Justin Fields dropped. That's another team I think is losing because you don't know what are you going to do with them. So I want to ask you, what's the best landing spot for Justin Fields? Give me maybe one. Give me one. T. Rizzy, what's a good landing spot for Justin Fields real quick before we get to the break?
I'm gonna say the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the only reason I say that is because Russell's going over there. They really don't need Kenny Pickett. They don't. These type of quarterbacks fit that coaching style over there. So we already know what can be done if Justin Fields would go to Pittsburgh. But I'm going to say this. For Justin Fields, whoever can give up the most to get that guy will benefit from that. So I'm just going to say whoever can put up, because you know there's a lot of people out there looking for a quarterback, and there's a lot of people out there that will pay for his type of deal. So I'm going to say he should go to Pittsburgh just with Russell Wilson, because nobody knows what Russell is going to do. He could last three games, or he could last the season. We don't know. So I'm going to say Pittsburgh. What's up, brother ICE? Where should he go?
Man, listen, man. This is stop it, man, okay? Let's just keep it 100, okay? This guy's one of the best athletes in football, okay? Guy, you need coaches to coach you, okay? This is going on his fourth year. His first year he threw 7 interceptions, last year he threw 17. This year he threw 16 touchdown passes, 17 last year, 9 interceptions, 9 or 7, something like that. Well, he's not averaging over 200 yards a game, okay? But he do have a 1,000-yard rush in the second year, okay? He got 14 touchdowns overall in 3 years rushing. Just get him a coach, man. And you got the first round. I mean, you got the pick. You can get a receiver. You know what I'm saying? Get him some help, man. The games he had, it was big games he had. 200 for 300 yards. You know what I'm saying? Had major games, man. This guy's exciting, man. If you get the right coach, he ain't got to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they probably ain't traded. Just who's better than him? But I don't see him. If he goes somewhere, he got a better chance of starting right here in Chicago. And even his players acknowledged that yesterday. Some linebackers on the team said, "Man, he don't need to go nowhere. We know what we got in here. They know what they got. We ain't seeing it, but we see it on TV. They know he a leader, man. You know what I'm saying? He don't need to go nowhere. The coach has been terrible. Put some blame on the coaches, man. Try to make that guy like if you had a good coach, Andy Reid type of coach, somebody know a quarterback coach who really know how to help a quarterback develop. Man, come on, man. He don't need to go nowhere, but stay right there with Chicago. And this year coming up, if he throw for 27 touchdown passes and rush for 10, you'll see. Because he threw 7, so at least – if he gets 10 more touchdown passes, man, that would be beautiful. He can do it. This is fourth year, man. I don't see him going nowhere else, man. I can't see it. I don't know why.
Big brother Boo. Your boy going to stay in Chicago, or Chicago about to do something and get him up out of there?
Listen, let's just put this in. Let's take the elephant out the room right now, okay? If you're the general manager of the Chicago Bears, everybody – around you and the pressure, you might not want to pull the trigger. You in your mind, you thinking, man, we just need to get somebody like Marvin Harrison. We already got the DJ Jones. We already got another number one. We get Marvin Harrison. Man, we got something. But when you're the general manager and the pressure's on you, and everybody's telling you to get Caleb Williams, and you don't get him, and Justin Fields doesn't do what Ice wants him to do, you will never get a GM job again. So for you, you must trade Justin Fields and take Caleb Williams just to stay phased. Because if you do not get rid of Justin Fields, quarterbacks in the building, and let's just say Justin Fields does well, what are you – you just messed up both ways. So you must get rid of Justin Fields just to make sure you save your job. Now, if Caleb Williams does a dud, so what? You did what the pundits wanted you to do. And I hate to say it like that, but it's real. He must take Jalen. He must take Caleb Williams. And I don't think Caleb Williams is that much elite or that better where you just be like, oh my God, he's a must get quarterback. Mahomes wasn't even picked first.
Bryce Young, 6'1".
Okay.
Bryce Young, 6'1".
Now, again, he has more weight than Bryce Young. So let's just pump our brakes on that piece. But I'm just saying, as far as we don't know. But as a general manager, you have to pull the trigger or you will be gone. And you will never get another GM job again.
Well, you know, you should evaluate Justin Fields as a GM. Look at this man, who bodies like him. He's 6'4", man, 240 pounds, man. Run a 4.4. Ran 4,000. He could be every bit as good as Lamar Jackson, man. He got the arm. He got everything. He can do everything right.
Hold on. I must get with your pharmacist because you just said that he's just as good as Lamar Jackson, man.
Running the ball. Running the ball. He's just as good as Lamar Jackson running the ball, and he's a decent passer. Yeah. Name a quarterback rush for 1,000 yards. He right there with that company.
He might again.
Okay.
Stats don't lie.
It's him and Lamar Jackson and Vic.
I understand.
He's there. He's on that too.
Stats don't lie. Hold on. Let me finish. Stats don't lie. So the stat of a W and an L is the most important. And that's what Lamar does and Justin doesn't, regardless of help or none. It just happens to fall like that. And we were complaining about Lamar not having help, but he gets his team in position to the playoffs every year. Justin Field hasn't. And Justin Field doesn't average over 200 yards a game in 3 years. I don't care who's your coordinator. You got to throw over 200 yards, man. That means your average pass per attempt is 6 to 4 yards per play. Are you kidding me?
Get an offensive coordinator.
He needs to go
man.
To Seattle.
Somebody to coach
he needs to
coach.
Go to Minnesota. He needs to go to Seattle, Minnesota, Vegas. Those are places I think he should go, man. I think those are places he needs to go. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Russell Wilson, man. We're going to give our power ranking at the NBA. And we're going to get into that in silence. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Give me one more chance. Shout out to all the callers. We see you. Street.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummy, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. Am I jam knocking your Mitsubishi? Girls teepee when they see me. Navajos creep me and they teepee. As I lay down laws like Island Coffin. Stop it. If you think you're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexus is the sex, just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you'll be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We've been talking about the LSU South Carolina scuffle. Flo J, Johnson's brother, hopping onto the court. He's been charged for what's that, disorderly conduct, and I forget something else, but they had to bail him out of jail up in Greenville. Hey, the Paul brother and Mike Tyson, will you be watching? Is it worth the admission? NFL free agency has started. Who's your winners and losers? Who do you think won already or even hasn't even pulled the trigger yet? Who you think is going to make the next big splash? Getting into that, Pittsburgh, they made a splash. We was wondering where Russell Wilson was going to go. What do you think about Pittsburgh now with Russell Wilson under center? I see. Does that move the needle for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
They'll be in third place, man. Okay. I'm glad he went. I'm glad he came there. Okay. Okay, he leads the last six, seven years. He leads the NFL in quarterback sacks. Okay, he hasn't won nothing since his Seattle days. Okay, Sean Payton didn't think highly of him. He can't make plays downfield. He's older. He's slow. He gets sacked a lot. I'm glad he's there. That's two wins for us. Let's go, Brownies!
Bro, what you think?
Hey, I see E.
Yeah.
Stop it! Come
yes,
on, man.
Yeah.
Stop it. This is what I hear all the time. I mean, great pickup and everything, but it ain't gonna get you over the hump. I love the Browns. I want them to win. But, man, come on. Y'all know what it is. Y'all will win one more game.
If he hits you with record 500, though, I will say that. They'll probably be the first. They'll be 8-9-8 again.
That's a good move for y'all to be above 500. But I'm just saying. No, I mean, you can make the playoffs, but no title run. I mean, your best chance is this year. You flopped on that one. To the Texans. I still can't believe that. What's up with them Browns, man?
Pittsburgh desperate.
Again, Russell Wilson, it's like the boys, the men, it's the end of the road. I don't see Russell Wilson doing anything with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think Russell Wilson, again, yeah, he did better than he did his first year in Denver, but the writing's on the wall. I think Russell Wilson is solid. I don't think he can move the needle for Pittsburgh once again. Again, a tough, tough division. But I don't think Russell Wilson is going to do anything special in Pittsburgh. Now, what can happen, more qualified than Pickett, and maybe his receivers can help him because he has a talented group. And we'll see how good those receivers are with a more quality quarterback. So they might have a chance to win some games. Again, they'll be solid. But to win 10 games or more, I doubt it.
That's why your boy,
yes, it is.
Justin Fields, needs to go to Pittsburgh.
A waste of time for Justin Fields. Waste of time.
Man.
I'm telling you, Minnesota, Seattle, and I'm going to tell you, again, why not go sit under my man Matt Stafford up with the Rams? Learn under him. You might get on the field. Understand we're playing for the long game. As Justin Field is, as ally Baker Mayfield. Shout out to Faker Baker. He got his bread. We knew that every time he's in the final year of his contract, he gets money. He's going to go right back to the guy that we know, right back to Faker. So shout out to Faker Baker Field. He got his bread. Shout out to you, sir. Are you y'all guys happy? I shouted him out. I gave him his loot.
You
got some bread.
Salute to you, baby.
I gave it to him, right?
Hey, he got more playoff wins than Kirk Cousins. And Lamar Jackson.
Let me ask you this, gentlemen. Let's switch to the NBA. We're not NFL is over. We got to get to our power rankings. Be ready, Streets, when you get on. Who's your top six NBA teams, regardless? Remember, we don't do conferences. We just do the whole shebang. So I'm going to go to you first, Heisey. You're the NBA guru on this show. Who's your top six NBA teams right now? Who's hot right now?
Top six?
Your top six. I remember you told me in production who you had, but who's your top six?
I'm going to stick with Denver right now. They won. Boston, two. Clippers, when they healthy, if they all healthy, they three. Four. I'm gonna go Clippers three, Minnesota four, because they just blew a lead when Kawhi got hurt last night. Clippers were rolling, man, and then he got hurt and they just lost that lead. So, and I got Phoenix five, and I got Milwaukee six, and Damian Lillard is the worst defender I ever seen, man. He worse than James Harden, man. So I lost a lot of respect for Damian Lillard. I don't care about the offense. You got to play defense too. You just give up too much, man. I don't like that. Yeah, but they six and they ain't going nowhere.
Hey, man, ICE. Yeah, Oklahoma City. I mean, not excuse me. The LA Clippers are really not the Clippers. Excuse me, Dame Lillard. I understand, but the Clippers, they showed me something last night that kind of shook me when Kawhi went down. They were up 22 and still lost. Dame Lillard, he's up on Dame. He's gonna be all right. He's a better defender than some of them other players.
No, he's not, man.
Come on, brother.
Did you see who ended the game? Did you see how they wanted D'Angelo Russell ended the game and they called the switch? They wanted Damian Lillard and they sealed him off the easiest damn two-footer. And did you see how did he fight through the pick? No. You know what I'm saying? I watch this here, man.
Right.
You know, I watch all that. I watch defense. I don't like the guy that can play offense. Oh, I rep 100,000 games, man. You play, I scored this. Did you play the defense? Did you get a steal? Man, come on, man. Talk to me, man. You can't play offense and be the greatest you is on offense. Oh, don't even try on defense. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I like, at least Harden is trying now. Harden used to try back in the day. Yeah, I know that. You know what I'm saying? Harden plays defense now. You know what I'm saying? So, David, man, I don't know. If you went to one of the better teams on defense, you ain't trying. You got the coach. You ain't got that, man. It's too late. He's 35 years old. It's too late.
Yeah, I got you. I'm going to have to really check out a damn defense now. You did expose my man. Number one, I'm going with Boston. For the regular season, Boston doing it again. That light skin and that dark skin fella, if you can't stop one of them, you're not. And with the white fella coming on at the right time, man, look at here. You already got Al Horford sitting in the corner. You know what he does. So, yeah, they look like Boston going to be all right. I have them number one. Number two, man, look at here. I like Oklahoma City. I like SGA. For those that don't know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That boy is fresh. When I say fresh, I mean fresh to death. He's the reason why Oklahoma City keeps winning. I don't know how Oklahoma is the number one seed or the number one ranked team in the Western Conference. It's amazing. You wouldn't have never thought that OKC would be ranked number one at this time in the season. Number three, I'm going to give it to Minnesota. Even though Rudy ain't there, man, them boys are hard. What they did to the Clippers the other night, it's surprising. I'm not going to lie. And I'm going to say it's all because Kawhi went out. If Kawhi wouldn't have left,
they would have been all right. But here we go with the Kawhi situation. He ended his back, he left at halftime in plain clothes. Now, Dream Team, y'all know, it may take a while before we see Kawhi again. I hope you get better, Kawhi, because we need you. We really do. My number five team, or my number four team, I'm going to give it to Milwaukee, because Milwaukee might be the only team that can beat Boston. Okay? Just might be.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. When it comes down to a seven-game series, ICE, you know, there's only one other team that can do it. And they were green, too. And they just so happen to be the Bucks. My bad. Okay? Number five, I'm going to go with the Clippers. Because the Clippers, I didn't think they were going to be able to turn around after the way it started. But as you can see, they ready. I just hope they can keep their injury situation up under control. Because we all see Kawhi just went out. Lord knows, it ain't no telling when he going to come back. My number 16. Damn, man. Why we have to do six? Because I got to have six A and B. I really do.
Here we go, man.
Come on, man.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. Because you're talking about Luka. Luka that has seven straight 30. Well, I take that back. Six straight 30-point triple-doubles. We only lost one game. And that was the one when he did score 30. So, yeah, I like my boys. And then I also like, man, look at here, Sacramento, man. Them boys over there in Sacramento, I know they're young, but when they get it together and they get it right, somebody has in trouble. And I like Indiana, too. Man, look, okay, that's it. Big Brother Boosh! Man, you said six. You should have kept it at five because six too many. But who's the top six?
And so you're going and see, I like some of the picks, but I think you go like with Sacramento on projection, but that's just six. My number one team, I'm sorry, it's the Denver Nuggets. They're so versatile. My three, four, and five can dribble, shoot, and pass, and two out of three can jump over the rim. And one is just extremely athletic and guards your best guy one through five if I need be. And I got a bench. My number two is Boston. I'm going to say Boston is my two. My three, I'm going to give it to OKC. Shea is balling. They are balling. They're young. At four, I'm going to give it to Minnesota. And that's even without Cat, they've been still holding on at that four spot. Five, I'm going to say the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns are playing real good basketball right now in a loaded West. And number six, yeah, we can say the Milwaukee Bucks. We can say the Clippers.
Cleveland.
But I'm going to give it to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, I knew you were going to do that.
The Cleveland Cavaliers have been balling down. They can slide to number eight tomorrow. But today, Wednesday, the Cavs are sitting at number six in my NBA power ranking. And this is another thing I'm going to say, too. And I'm looking, and people are going to say, well, do you really see the situation in the West? These teams are bundled up, 6 through 10, and it's very rare that you get this, and whoever comes out of that, you don't know. It could be a similar situation, and I'm looking at it as a similar situation as last year as OKC facing the Lakers. They're young. They don't know who gonna match up with LeBron. See what I'm saying? So these type of things, yes, these young teams are doing well, but when it gets to the playoffs, can they show some maturity and knock off a Golden State, knock off a L.A. Lakers? That's the question. Let me ask you this. Without Embiid, will the Philadelphia 76ers even make the playoffs or win a playoff series? Is he that
hell
big
no.
of a
hell?
No way.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. You already know. Last year's MVP. You think the Philadelphia 76ers can win without the 2022-2023 NBA season's MVP? No. They struggling with it. They can't win without it. I give it to Maxie and all the little role players they have, but no, they cannot win a seven-game series against any other team in the Eastern Conference right now without Joel. Joel is that special, and he's that dude that makes the Philadelphia 76ers ride. Tyrese Maxey is a great addition, but he just does what he wants, and it ain't always pretty. So, yeah, man, you need Joel. You can't win without the big dog if you're in Philadelphia. That's just point blank. I see. Can the Philadelphia 76ers win a playoff series with without Joel?
Where did ICE go?
There you go.
That was a hard one. ICE. Mm. Can the Philadelphia 76ers not only win, but win a playoff series without Joel Embiid?
Man, they get swept in the first round, man. Over with for them, man. Nah, they had a couple good games, man. The reality is sinking in. Maxie, you know, they got Maxie, Tobias Harris, and it's not over there, man. You know what I'm saying? So shooters, not a shooter. I like Kelly
Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk, yeah.
Kelly
man, I like him, man.
I mean, sorry. Obrecht, yeah. Kelly
Obrecht.
Kelly
Obrecht.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they had it, you know, if they make it, man, it'd be a first round sweep, man. You know, they don't look like a playoff team, but. Without Joe Embiid.
And the Cleveland Cavaliers are winning without Spider. Without Spider Mitchell. But I tell you what,
though. They got a squad.
I'm gonna say this about Spider Mitchell. I don't really like him.
My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie.
Ooh. Spider
Ooh.
Mitchell,
Ooh.
Spider Mitchell.
Hold on, what you say?
Spider Mitchell is a lot of flash, a lot of flash, but not a lot of substance for the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's Spider Mitchell.
Oh, my God.
We come back.
Ooh.
Is it the music? We come back. We're going to hear from the callers. We might get Sonny Red back on the line, ladies and gentlemen. We might get him back this week.
Come on, big brother. Sonny! It worked in my favor. Brand new wheel, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go. Lee got M's in the bank like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them young and come and finish you. Though you being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Men Dre by the drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million and hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell him my clothes, no stash, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
Woo, the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I just ended the segment with a heck of a statement. I want to hear answers. And if you got answers, let me know it. 515-605-9750. If you ain't tuning in, get to us on blogtalkradio.com, category sports. Put in search box DA, that's the streets is talking. And then you can tune in live on next Wednesday at 8 p.m. and let me know. What do you think? The Paul brother fighting Mike Tyson. Do you think it's warranted to watch? Will you think it would be a clown show? LSU, South Carolina scuffle. I didn't like what the coach, Kim Murky, said at the end. Put somebody your own. So see how you, that did not show class. It wasn't about picking on somebody your own size. It was in the heat of the moment. It didn't matter whose size it was. Kimmy,
did you ever see her play basketball, El Mix?
Yes, I have. She was nice. I'm not questioning any of that.
Okay.
Just like Don, I would not question Don Staley's game or her coaching. I'm not none of that. I'm just saying in the moment, I don't think that was classy to say. That's all I'm saying.
It wasn't.
NFL winners and losers. You got the NBA power rankings. 1 through 6, who you got? Man, all-time caller, all-time listener. He's somewhere in the SEC country, but he's from way far where I'm from, in my neighborhood, Ward 7, Philly Field. You in the building, baby?
Dream Team, what it do, my guys? Hope everything good. Everybody good. What happening? So, first, I want to touch on the South Carolina LSU real quick. Hate the way it ended. What was a great game. I think it's the first time all of us can say that for the first time we can remember, arguably the women's game is bigger than the men's right now. You got more star power and interest on the women's side than you do on the male side.
I'm with you.
But for that to be the case and for it to be marred by that little ugly incident at the end is very, very unfortunate. You know what I'm saying? Very unfortunate. For Tim Mulkey, let's just be real. Like, if Don Staley say what she said after the game, that shit leading every sports newscast. You feel what I'm saying? It was just tacky, man. Like, it ain't a good look.
Right?
Just not a good look. Just like, and Don Staley wasn't there. Don Staley is class personified, man. She really is. Like, the way she handled herself, handled them girls, like, she class personified. I really, really like and respect Don Staley. Big fact.
And you know what Don Staley said, too, though? I don't mean to cut you off, Philly Field. She said that Flo J. Johnson came to her after the game and said, Coach,
yes,
I just want you to know I'm not that type of player. And Don Staley said at the press conference and said, if I don't say this, won't nobody know. So that's class right there. I just want to say that from the LSU, about the LSU girl.
And,
but go ahead,
Phil.
I'm sorry.
And if anything, that changed Tim Mulkey even more. You feel what I'm saying? For Staley to say that, it make Mulkey look even worse. She's just Don Staley is it. It ain't no question about it. So I didn't like that. As far as, you know, the brother jumping out the stands or whatnot, I'm going to tell you, man, as somebody with a baby sister, my only sister in the world, like.
Yep. We already know.
I kill a nigga, bring him back to life, and kill him again about my sister. So I got that part of it. But one of the greatest battles all of us fight, I think, as human beings is logic versus emotion. That shit like Goliath versus Goliath. Like in all aspects of our lives on a daily basis. You know, basically the heart versus the mind. So in my heart, I want to get out there and that's my sister. I ain't playing with you about her, period. But my logic, my reason, no, that ain't the play in that kind of situation.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the play. It ain't the move. So, like, sometimes
right.
that's why I say reason, man, versus, you know, your logic versus emotion, like, it's just, it's a heavyweight battle, man. And we all deal with it. In that aspect, I wouldn't, I know better. You know what I'm saying? In that situation, I want to get down here, clear the block about my sister, but I know in this situation, I just can't do it. It's going to make my mama look bad, my family, all of that. I don't want that look. I don't want y'all to shine that light on mine. No. So I'm kind of split down the middle on that because I got a sister, and she's my only sister in the world, so I get that aspect of it for sure. But I just wanted to say that in reference to that. As far as this NFL free agency going, right, people is bucking. I don't see other teams bucking. Dallas, where y'all at? Y'all ain't bucking, Cowboys.
Leave me alone.
Like, see, that goes to show, though, like, in the NFL, man, the window is small. Like, when you got money to spend and acquire free agents and things of that nature, you better win, and you better win quick. Because the turnover is incredible from year to year. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's incredible. Like, you can go from the top of the mountain. Look at the Rams. Them motherfuckers went from Super Bowl champions to 3-13. The following, like, and they won that year, they spent the money. You know what I'm saying? The year they spent the money, they won. That's what I'm saying. Like, the window is small. You got to win in that window. You got to win in that window. My top six for NBA, I'm going to start back bottom to top first. At first, I got to go with Phoenix. Phoenix playing good ball right now. If they can get some good bench play, rebound the ball better, they're going to be a problem for somebody. If they can stay healthy, I can see them being a problem for somebody. I got Minnesota only because they catless at five. They hanging on. They playing decent ball. And Edwards is prime 80s Jordan. I love him. The kid got it all. Ain't a damn thing he can't do. Fail. Like, I think they next up. I got the Cavs at four because obviously I'm a homer. But they playing good ball, but I got an asterisk next to their shit because after the way we performed against the Knicks, they on my shit list until April, May.
Uh-oh.
Like, uh-uh. They got to get it together in the playoffs. And Boogie, I agree with you 100% about Spider Mitchell. Believe it or not, I agree with you
100%.
I think that Donovan Mitchell is somewhat of a pretender. As far as I do, like, listen, what did he do last year in the playoffs? Nothing. Nothing. Like, I don't think, I'm not sure about his love for the game, if that make any sense. Like, I'm not sure how serious winning is to him. I just ain't sure about it. That's a fact. I agree with Boogie about it. I really do. Anyway, at three, I got the Oklahoma City Thunder. They young. They fly up and down the court. SGA is a sight to fucking behold. That nigga is a problem. A whole fucking problem. For real. You can't do nothing with him. Nothing. Nathaniel, ain't nothing you can do with him. You just better hope he have an off night. He can get to the rack. He can get anywhere on the floor he want whenever the fuck he wants to. He a problem. I like him. At two, I got to go with the Celtics, and I'm putting the asterisk next to their shit, too. Because they got a lot to prove. They got a lot to prove in the playoffs. Y'all done had a motherfucking championship window for about 3 or 4 years with no ring. I gotta get an asterisk next to y'all. And this is the best team they've had. So ain't no excuses now. They gotta go get something done.
Uh-uh. They've been in the championship winner for 3 or 4 years with two of the best young talents in the league. No, I got to ask for his next song. I got to see something from him. And at number one, this might come as a surprise, but it shouldn't. Denver the best team in the league until somebody beat them when it mattered. They got everything, man. Like, it ain't nothing. They got a complete fucking basket. Only thing that worries me with them, and I think it could show its head in the playoffs, is that bench is up and down for real with them. It really is. Like that bench is – there's question marks there. But you won't find a better starting five in this league. Get the fuck out of here. No, yeah. Sir. Right. You will not. No, sir. You will not find a better starting five. They got everything. Shooters, jumpers, passers, rebounders thing, and they starting five. Like, until somebody beat them, and I don't think – it ain't a lot of people that can beat them in no seven-game series. I'm sorry. A healthy Denver Nuggets, good luck, league. Good luck. Y'all going to have a problem
beating them. They going back-to-back.
Good luck. Beating them in a series. Good luck. It's going to take your absolute best to beat them. Ain't no off nights when you play them. None. They got too much, man. Jamal Murray, like Jokic is the key. We all know this. But Jamal Murray, man, they not going to win without him. He is the fucking key kingpin for real. Like, Murray unguardable. Unguardable. You can't really do nothing with Murray for real. He can get to the rack. He can shoot mid-range deep. He can do it all. KCP coming to lock up whoever your wing is. They got everything. Like, to somebody beat them when it matters, and you're going to have to play your absolute best to beat them. They ain't giving you nothing. Nothing. So until somebody beats them, I gotta go with the Nuggets. As far as
they're a tough one to beat. They're going to go
Paul,
back to back.
I want to tell you this. I don't see who can beat them. I don't. Healthy Nuggets, who going to beat them? The only team I think could get them a problem, and this might surprise y'all, the only team I think that can actually beat them in the West is a healthy Clippers. That's it. A healthy Clippers will get them a go.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's it. You know what I'm saying? As far as the Western Conference, they going to roll fucking steamroll everybody. Like, they gonna be hard to beat. Healthy Nuggets, good fucking luck. Good luck.
Yeah.
You gonna need
a boy right there.
Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. Mike about to catch a body. I can't wait to see it, man. I can't wait to see it. Mike about to catch a fucking body. I can't wait to see it. So I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to paying for that. Mike gonna put that little young boy on his ass cheek. I ain't got no question about it. Y'all seen the little sparring video he put out a couple weeks ago? There's a lot of pop in that wrist. That shit is insane.
Come on, man. I was scared.
Still a lot of pop in that wrist at 50-something. You still won't play with Mike at 50-something. Nobody. Still ain't running up on it. So I'm waiting to see Mike catch that body. Anyway, that's what I thank y'all for this platform as always.
No doubt. Doubt.
Street.
Man, and always, Philly Phil, you better tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Street.
Man, let's get to our next caller, P, man. Let's get to P down in Florida. P, what you got, man? You in the building, baby. You know the topic. Jake Paul Tyson. When is the loser free agency? Your NBA top six, man. What you got, man?
All right. I'm going to start off with the NFL free agency. I don't know what the Atlanta Falcons are thinking, paying that man Kirko. Coming off a serious injury like that. You feel me? I feel for the man Justin Fields, because it's like you either on the one side of the fence where you say he still got a high upside, or you just on the offense where you just don't think, you feel me, it's all there as far as being a elite, you know, being a good to elite QB. So I mean, I feel for my man Fields. I feel like he should just go to Vegas and compete with whoever they draft. Because, again, whoever they draft ain't going to be as good as Fields. You know, it's definitely not going to be one of the top three QBs like Daniels or May or Williams. You know what I mean? So he's going to be competing with probably J.J. McCarthy or Bo Nix or somebody like that. You know what I mean? Which I think he could out, I think he could beat them out. You feel me? Like, the Raiders' job is up for grabs. I would try to get my way to the Raiders. You feel me? I do feel like the Raiders, feel me, are probably one of the big winners just because they got, you know what I mean, Christian Wilkins, who going to make – they already had a good to great defense. Now you add another big piece in the middle to take pressure off Max Crosby. I think they're going to have something special there. You know what I mean? They probably going to be – I say if anything break right for them, like they can draft a little bit better in the defensive area, get like a couple more pieces for that secondary, they probably can have a top 10 defense this year. If everything breaks right, you know what I mean? I probably say the second winner, I can't really call it a full-on win, but you feel me? The Ravens, you know what I mean? Obviously getting Derrick Henry, we all know how their running backs have had injury histories. Feel me? All the little scat backs that they try to put back there. Granted, Derrick Henry, you know what I mean, you could call him old, you could say he only got like a year or two, but he's durable though. He'll go the whole season for you. And that's all the Ravens need is just a legit threat back there. Feel me? So, I mean, that defense is already good. I mean, yeah, they lost Patrick Queen. I mean, he went to go chase that bag in Pittsburgh. But, I mean, I think the Ravens, I think they came out of it winners. You know what I mean? Because if they draft another receiver, another good receiver, you know what I mean, they already going to have another good offensive year coming up. So, I mean, hey, I feel like they legit one of the best winners. I can't really say the Eagles are a winner with Saquon Barkley. Like, it's Saquon Barkley, yes, he can catch the ball, he can run the ball a little bit. But, again, like, it was their offensive system. It wasn't really like they didn't – so they had DeAndre Swift. He was running for, like – he ran for, like, 170, 180 yards versus the Bucks. Feel me? So it wasn't like their run game was non-existent. You know what I mean? They just added another superstar player, I guess. I mean, it don't really move the needle for me, but
that,
I can.
That just ain't another running back.
I mean, yeah, Josh Jacobs. You know what I mean? And Matt LaFleur's system. I mean, he should do well. Feel me? He should do exactly what Aaron Jones did. because I don't want to minimize Josh Jacobs like that, because Matt LaFleur does have a good system built on that run game. So, I mean, Josh Jacobs, he definitely going to reestablish himself as one of the top end backs in this league just because he in a good system, feel me? But, again, I mean, it don't really move the needle. I'm excited for Green Bay, for their fans, for getting a nice little, you know, new little toy to play with. You know, I'm excited. It don't move the needle, but, you know, it's exciting. It's something. It's something to build on, you know, towards the draft. Obviously, losers, I have to put my team in there, the Dolphins. Obviously, big losers, you know what I mean? We lost a lot of talent. We lost Robert Hunt for like $100 million to like Carolina. We lost Christian Wilkins to the Raiders. We lost Van Ginkle to the Vikings, you know what I mean? And we lost the safety to the Broncos. I mean, we lost a lot of pieces on the defense. We only got like probably two top 100 picks. So I mean, it's hard out here. Obviously, I mean, I want to touch up on the South Carolina LSU game. First and foremost, Shorty brother, he's a goofy to me. First of all, it's all females. On the court. It's not like the other team is just jumping your sister. You feel me? Like just straight dog walking around the floor. I feel like he should have just stayed right there. You feel me? What, like she was getting jumped or anything like that. Obviously, the refs are going to step in. Her teammates looked like they wanted to step in, but didn't. You know, so I mean, I feel like he just took it overboard. I mean, as far as like the players, I mean, it's whatever. Because again, yeah, the eyes are on the women's game. You know what I mean? But it's still going to be on the women's game come March Madness. Not like they're gonna take away, like it's gonna be a huge blemish. I'm with Philly Phil. I commend Don Staley for coming out, you know, apologizing for on behalf of her team and school. Unlike Kim Mulkey, feel me, who just wanna say, hey, pick on my player some more, or pick on another player on my team. Like instead of just being a bigger woman, you feel me, and saying this hurt both teams, like this hurt our image and this hurt their image. Like I don't mean, but again. South Carolina, I feel like they should have just not even got into that situation. Like, you already the better team. They know you the better team. You know you the better team. You know what I mean? So it's like you said, I feel like the logic was a little low and their emotions was a little high, trying to get back at LSU for cheap shotting and throwing elbows and all that. Like, bro, just laugh in their face. You know you the better team. Like, so I feel like South Carolina would be better. Feel me? If they meet again in March, hopefully, feel me, LSU could somewhat take care of business because it looked like they struggled a little bit down the road in these last couple of games. And South Carolina
is not
going to
be
easy.
South Carolina, P. You know
no, that. No, they're not. You feel me? But, again, this is a win and go home. You feel me? Anything could happen. You feel me? South Carolina could
okay.
just go cold. I mean,
you're
you know,
right.
it happens.
Yes,
but I feel like, you know, the obviously the suspension is not really going to matter. Like, they go get past the first round with whoever they put out there on the court. I just feel like, you know, it's just a growing situation, you know, a growing, you know, learning moment, a teaching moment, you know, for all the young ladies. But, I mean, it was cool to see them have some emotion out there on the court. You don't really get to see that in the women's game. So, I hopefully, you know, hopefully they meet up in March and we can have another good contest between these two. You know, even though it's going to be lopsided again. But as far as NBA, you know what I mean? Obviously, teams are starting to separate themselves. For me, I probably feel like the best team in the league right now is probably Denver. I'm not going to lie, they got a nice little starting five, and their system is nice as hell. Like, the way they can input certain people and feel me in crunch time and then for, you know, to start the quarters and whatnot. Like, they got a nice team, nice system. Feel me? I think Boston is probably like a touch below Denver. Like, they got a great starting five, probably one of the best starting five in the league right now. I mean, they just, I don't know. For some reason, when they go against good teams, feel me, it's either there or not. So, I don't know. The Celtics, they still got something to prove, obviously, come the playoffs. But for right now, they're looking like the second-best team in the league. You know what I mean? Third would probably be OKC. I'd probably put them a touch over Minnesota just because, you feel me, they – got more, at least more talent, in my opinion, than Minnesota does. Their defense is probably a tick under Minnesota, but offensively, they got the horses to probably beat, you know what I mean, Minnesota if they had to go against them. I probably put Minnesota right there at number four. Feel me? They playing well with Cat being out. That man, Anthony Edwards, I mean, he's a physical freak. Did y'all see that man hit his head on the freaking rim?
Come on,
trying
man.
To block.
Yes,
blocking the shot versus
for the win.
Team.
You got to do it for the win.
For the win, though, that man is crazy. You feel me? If he keeps showing out in the playoffs, I have some hope for America finally having an MVP. You feel me? A true MVP contender. You know what I mean? But, obviously, after that, I mean, I can't really say the Clippers. Like, they've low-key been struggling the last couple games. I'll probably put Milwaukee probably a touch ahead of them. And then right after Milwaukee, I'll probably have to go I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up between New Orleans and Phoenix because they both been playing well. I mean, I don't know what y'all talking about.
I ain't the only one.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about with Sacramento. Like, they don't play any type of defense for real. Like, they just say, all right, if you can't outscore us, feel me, we're going to win. And they know they know who they can score with and who they can't score with. So when they face the Lakers, yeah, they going to run on the Lakers because they know the Lakers can't score. You feel me? They play teams like Denver teams like Minnesota.
I
mean, it's another story. So, I mean, hey, God bless Sacramento, though. Hopefully they can stay up out the play in, you know?
Street. Man, we appreciate you calling. Peace. Stay on the line, man. We got some big dummy of the days coming up, man. That's going to be crazy. But yeah, stay on the line. Don't forget, P, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Man, let's see if we can get
Great.
My mans in them. Sko, you there, Sko?
What's up? I'm still there, man.
Man, Sko, before we get to the break, I gotta ask you real quick your synopsis of the girls' game and your winners and losers of the free agency before we get to the break.
Well, as far as the girls' game is concerned, I think we're putting too much of a microscope on the girls' game. Yes, the quality has improved. Yes, it's in, you know, social media has put it in a light where it should have been put in that same light 10 years ago. But neither here nor there concerning that. What I do have a problem with, in the boys' game, the immediate response is just that, a response, and it's over. For whatever reason, in the girls' game, everyone wants to drag it out and make it more magnified than it should be. These girls compete. They have the same intensity level as the men do, maybe higher. Every team is indicative of their coach. Tim Mulkey is one that she's very fiery. She wants her team to play at a very high intensity level. But there's a point, there's a end game to everything. And like you said, the statement she made to the press was Bush. For no better word, it was just Bush. Don Staley is the epitome of class. She runs a tough, her girls are tough. They're going to compete. They're going to play hard. And they're not backing down from anyone. But they're not going to go out and look for anything. Whereas Raquel Mulkey, she looks for things to try to motivate her team. That's why she made the comment about Angel Reese. But if you notice, when all that was going down, where was Angel Reese? Angel Reese took her ass to the end of the bench and set her ass down like she should have.
Yeah.
Because she knew if I walk onto this floor, I'm suspended. And I don't need that. I don't want that. Kim Mulkey, I mean, her and Kim Mulkey don't see eye to eye as it is. And this is that just showed their differences on how the game should be approached. So I enjoyed the game. I watched the game before when they played, and I enjoyed that game because they were both playing at a very high level. And you want to see that. And I like how they compete. That South Carolina team, I'm telling you, from 1 to 12, I don't know where their weakness is. Anybody she brings off that bench is just as good as the person they replace. So they're going to be a tough out. A tough out. As far as the NFL, you know, I looked at each team and the moves they made. I'm not shocked by what the Cowboys did because Jerry Jones, if nothing else, is very meticulous about who he brings to his team if he knows he's got strength. That defense, as far as he's concerned, they have the strength. He just needs to be careful with what he does with that offense. And I think what he's doing, he's probably going to wait till the draft, see what's available, see if he can get something first. Because what he's playing the percentages as far as you. He wants a young back because he knows that the average back, I mean, NFL standards are 3 to 4 years. So if I get me a young back, I can bring in here and plug him in around that offensive line. We got something. And we're not going to spend a whole hell of a lot of money to get it. So I won't say that what he's doing is wrong. I'm just saying it's Jerry Jones, and that's how he's going to do it. The Ravens have just gotten better because people forget J.K. Dobbins will be back. Now, what level will he play at? Hey, the proof will be in the pudding. They got that young kid who was playing well till he got hurt. So they've got three quality backs if all things are equal. So that just makes them that much better. Another team that did very well, and they kind of flew under the radar, the Browns. They signed the guys they needed to resign.
Oh, Scholar Stone, you had me until you said the Browns.
No, think about it now. What did they lose? They lost Taki Taki, and they lost the other linebacker who was hurt more than he played. They kept Hurst. They signed Zadarius. You pick up Judy. You pick up Hines. So you basically did what every quality NFL team does. You reload. And that's something that in the past, the Browns didn't reload. They were scrambled. And they just started getting people. Instead of, okay, what guys are going to be the best fit? Because we don't know what – we don't know how Nick Chubb is going to look. I mean, quiet as it's kept, I don't think Nick Chubb is going to play again. That injury.
What did you just
was
call him?
Come on, man.
I don't think Nick Chubb will play again because that injury was so severe. It was so severe to come back as a running back and to be able to compete at the level that Nick Chubb competes at, I don't see it. Now, I could be wrong, but I just don't see it. And I like Nick, trust me, I like Nick Chubb. I think Nick Chubb is in the top three backs in the league. But with that knee, and you got to think about it, he's basically destroyed both knees. He destroyed one in Georgia. He came to the league, now destroyed the other one. So you basically got a back who's got two reconstructed knees, and he's going to try to compete at a high level in the NFL. I don't know. I got questions around that.
That's a good one, Scope. That's a good one.
Man. So before we let we let you go, Scope,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you talked about the Tyson.
Yes.
I just got a laugh out of that. I mean, for just pure entertainment, I see why people are interested. But that should never happen. It should never happen. I mean, I'd always said that Mike Tyson's going to kill somebody in the ring. This might be it. Because you think about it, those juices that are in Mike's brain have not diminished. So when he gets in that ring, he's going to forget that Jake Paul doesn't even have close to his expertise in the ring. He's just going to think, you're another gladiator, and you're in here to hurt me. So what is he going to do first? He's going to hurt you.
Don't
like he says, everybody's got to, like Mike says, everybody's got a plan until you get hit in the mouth. And I think that's what's going to happen to Jake Paul. He's going to catch that first lick, and he's going to, first thing going to come to his mind is, oh, fuck, why am I in here? This man's going to kill me. And trust me, if the officials don't stop it, he will kill him. But, you know, I get the interest. I mean, people.
He's going to kill himself.
I think it's going to kill him, man, literally kill him. People are infatuated with Mike Tyson, and I get the reason for the match, but I don't get putting Mike Tyson in there with Jake Paul because I think that's just you're setting that kid up for failure. And I know you're going to get a nice payday, but a nice payday doesn't mean anything if you're sitting in a wheelchair slobbering. And Mike can do that kind of damage to you. And I just would hate to see that. Oh, and by the way, L, with the South Carolina LSU game, I had a nice debate with your sister around that topic. She said, and I'm quoting her, she said,
okay,
my brother would have come across the table to defend me. And my response to her was, if he would have, I would have checked his ass. Because that's not his place. That's not his place. You're out there competing, okay? If it gets haywire, why are you running on the floor? The other should have arrested his ass, and they should charge him with something more than a misdemeanor. That makes absolutely – and they're women. What are you going to do, beat up a woman because they hit your sister? Your sister shouldn't have stepped. Do you know how big that Cardoza chick is for USC? That's a grown-ass woman.
Man.
Who's over 6'4", who plays on a national – plays at a national – she's already a pro because she plays for her national team.
Yeah,
she plays for her national team and has been playing for her national team for years. So she's been playing with grown folks all her life. So she has that innate physicalness about her game. And if you remember – you know, people are like, well, she's going to be suspended for the first game. Hold up. She missed the latter part of the season because Don let her go to play for her national team. So they're not going to miss a beat. They're not going to miss a beat. And another thing I want to talk about is Justin Fields. I think Justin Fields is getting a raw deal.
Well, we know
other quarterbacks, are getting signed. And I don't want to play the race card. I want to stay away from that as much as I can. But it's the only thing I have to come back on because this is a kid that has all the physical attributes that you want in a quarterback. But he just played for a lousy-ass franchise. Name the last quarterback that was worth anything that played for Chicago. Even when they won the Super Bowl, you can't name a quarterback that came out of Chicago. Now you got Justin Fields, who is talent that you never really developed because you got a defense, you got a different offensive coordinator every year. Your team sucks because you got no talent around you. If you ever watched him play, he's running for his life. He's not running because he wants to run every other play. He's running for his life because his offensive line can't sustain a block. So if they want to get rid of him, and why are you waiting so long to get rid of him? If you know you want Caleb Williams, who I think is not going to be the NFL quarterback that people keep saying he's going to be, I just don't see it because his game is off script. Everything he does is off script. And I don't see how that translates to the NFL. Because the one thing the NFL is very, even with Lamar, is very scripted. And there's certain things that OCs want you to do and don't want you to do. With Caleb Williams, it's like, okay, we're going to put a knee down in the dirt and we're going to draw some shit up and then I'm going to make it happen. You're not going to be able to do that in the league. So I don't really see him. And like someone said, man, you better get Marvin Harrison. That's a generational talent. They don't make wide receivers like that anymore. That kid is only going to get bigger, stronger, faster. He's already got great hands. He comes from good stock. He's only going to get better. Only he could have left last year and probably would have been rookie of the year this year in the NFL. That's how good he is. So while they're sitting there hand and hawing about, well, we don't know what to do with Justin. Get what you can for Justin. If you don't want him, get what you can for him. And put that kid, you know, Minnesota, Raiders. I initially thought he might go to Pittsburgh. Because that would have been a good fit for him with Tomlin. But there are a number of places that kid can go, and if you put something around him, he would be a very effective NFL quarterback. But if you keep giving him lousy OC with lousy team, and you got nothing at the wideout position, you're going to get the same Justin Fields running for his life. And I applaud him. But not because I know he's probably told them just don't ship me anywhere. I want to go someplace where I'm either going to have a job or I may sit for a year and I can compete for the job. Don't just send me somewhere because you want to get rid of me. I'm a, you know, the kid's a talent. I mean, think about it. He came out of high school. He was considered one of the top quarterbacks in the country. Went to Georgia. Couldn't get on the field in Georgia except to run the ball. And he comes to Ohio State, and people are like, man, that kid is really good. Hell, he's always been really good. You just had to put him in a good system. And you saw what he did at Ohio State. You put him in a good system with an OC that's been around for a while and a program that's stable, and you get the best out of these kids. But if you put them in something that's not stable and they're not teaching the right thing, then you get what you get.
Street! Man, what a hell of a call. We appreciate you, Sco. Stay on the line. We got the big dummy of the day. We're not even going to go into commercials. You got to stay on the line. It's gone. Man, since we missed last week, we got two big dummies. So tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street, our number one dummy of the day has to go to Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert was fined $100,000 because he was caught for a foul against the Cleveland Cavaliers and did the Johnny Manziel money signs to the referees, and it's Women's History Month, and it was all women crew. Okay? And your second dummy of the day. Hey, you guys, you remember how you used to play? We got two because we missed last week. And you know how you used to play ball, man? And you know I'm a coach, right? And you be looking at the players, you say, man, if I was hooping right now, I'd be giving you 30 in your head. You're just saying this. But in Virginia, a JV coach from Churchland High, from Virginia, from Churchland High, she's a coach, and played in a JV game. Not a varsity, but a JV game, and got caught. Erlissa Boykin, you pose as a player and you a coach in a JV game, and they fired you. So for the day, March 13, 2024, Rudy Gobert and Ms. Boykin, you are the double dummy of the day.
You big dummy. Oh, no, you big dummy.
Are you, what's wrong with you? Man, what's wrong with you?
Hey, they must have legalized that good out there in Virginia, because I don't even know how the hell you even suit up. What the hell is going on, Rudy? We know the refs get paid. You ain't got to stand up, man. It's women's month. You ain't got to expose yourself like that. Oh, so what?
I see. You got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Hey, man, shout out to the Dream Team, man. Great show as always, baby. Hey, man. Hey, Jerry Judy, that was a boy. And Fantasy, that was a boy, right? Wasn't it your boy, Elmi?
Yes, he was.
But guess what? He's my boy now. Let's go,
Brad!
The streets is talking.
I love you. T-Riz, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Well, you know I do. Shout-out to my bro, Skeeter Mo. He in the studio with you boys today. You know how we get down. Shout-out to my kinfolk, J-Rock, Wax. Oh, man, shout-out to my son, Trent Hudgens Jr. Hey, Dream Team, not only did he get Player of the Week the last week of the season, but he got National Player of the Week of the season. We done cut down them nets for the conference championship. We start on Friday. I'm going to send you a link. Y'all better watch that boy. March Madness is here. Congratulations to all the teams and get ready. I can't wait. Y'all coming to Phoenix. Come on with it. You know the Final Four out here. Oh, wait. Yes, sir. Hey, Brother Blue, who you shout out to, brother? I love y'all.
First, I want to shout out my man, Hempy. My G, he listened down there in Cleveland, Ohio. He did listen to the show earlier. We did our NBA top ranked, Hemby, and I had the Cleveland Cavs ranked number 6. Just so you would know. Man, you got to call the show next week at 8 o'clock, man. You just heard my man Skull gave the Browns a winner's check on free agency to start off so far. So you got you're looking good. Now we got to see what the Indians do when they come from March. I'm going out to Phoenix, so I'll be able to see some training games. I'll see some spring training games, and I'll let you know how the Indians do, man. I'll let you know. But I want to get a shout-out to everybody tuning in, The Matrix, Phil, Lil B, Go, P, Hey, Sunny Red tuned in. It was a hot show tonight, man. It was so hot. You know what I mean? Shout out to my girls again on a great season. We got the banquet tomorrow, so shout out to my girls on in Women's History Month. So I want to give a shout out to all the women out there. You know what I mean? We love you, and we'll be talking about our picks, our Sweet 16 picks, moving into March Madness. Man, we know it's conference tournament right now. Who's going to be heartbroken? Whose bubble is going to be busted? We'll let you know next week, man. As always, picture us rolling. Shout out to my man OG the Buck, Styles the God, ICE, my man T-Rizzy. I'll be out there next week, man. So save the spot for me, man. Let's go golfing. You know how we do. You already know, man. So keep inspiring us. Give us a call next week, 8 p.m., 515-605-9750. You can go back and listen to yourself. Caller, blogtalkradio.com, category sports, and SDA. To search, The Streets is Talking. As always, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends.
Oh,
Jeez.
Some niggas when I come home and some. That's right, nigga. Picture me rolling. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, hoe? Picture me rolling. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rolling, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pain, Sight, Mogo, Mobrain. Sad dog, what's up? Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here. Close your eyes and picture me rolling.
Street. I love y'all.